But please remain standing and open up a copy of your scriptures, Revelation chapter 21. And the Bible's provided for you in the pew. This is on page 1489. And it will continue over to the next page, 1490. Revelation chapter 21. This will be the first 8 verses. Hear the word of the Lord. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. The portions of this passage are divided in verses 1 to 4, which gives us the city named and described. And then you see the very thing given in regard to the new city, the new Jerusalem, a confirmation and commendation by the Lord Jesus himself in verse 5. And then verses 6 to 8 is the Messiah's free offer for this citizenship in this city. What is the city is the question. It's called the New Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit tells us about this elsewhere. Jerusalem is mentioned 3 other times in relation to the church. And we have it in Galatians 4 and in Hebrews 12. And the 3 different ways in which Jerusalem is mentioned is the legal Jerusalem. This would be the Jerusalem of the Old Testament, the Jerusalem of the Jews and their old ways. And therefore, in Galatians 4:25, it's called that Jerusalem which now is. In Paul's day, the sacrifices were still going. They ceased at 70 AD. The great Titus, general of Rome, destroyed it. And if you go and visit there today, you see a mosque built on top of what used to be a temple to Jehovah. It was destroyed, though, by the decree of the Bible. The Bible foretold this, and it did so because it set up another Jerusalem. And this is called, in Galatians 4:26, the mother of us all, showing that Jerusalem, even as it existed in the Old Testament with a temple and a holy of holies and a holy place, was all meant to be typical of something which was a person, a bride. And this bride is called a mother in Galatians 4:26. You can call this the gospel Jerusalem. It is the church which you must not only have God as your father, but the church as your mother. And that is Galatians 4:26. But there's another use of Jerusalem. And that's in Hebrews 12:22. In Hebrews 12:22, it says that there is a heavenly Jerusalem, Mount Zion. This is after gospel Jerusalem, which is on earth, has been completed and fulfilled in heaven. There's a completion of all things which Messiah has been sent to do. All enemies have been subjected to him. The church is gathered together, no more needing to be militant, but only triumphant. And in that great triumphant state in the heavenly places, it is heavenly Jerusalem. And it is also called in the prophets a new Jerusalem. And so it is here in Revelation 22, the new Jerusalem. And this is why it's later said to be descending out of heaven from God. Notice it never comes to earth. Notice that in verse 10, which we'll read next week, John has to go up to the highest mountain to see it. That's because it's teaching us in this imagery that this heavenly new Jerusalem is from God. He has created it. He is the author of it. He is the finisher of it. It's confirmed in verse 5 with the very mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega. He commends it to us as true and faithful, that this new Jerusalem is something that ought to be thirsted after and a hungered for. And then in verses 6, 7, and 8, the most beautiful thing happens. This new Jerusalem, this being in the presence, all this typology here, which means all of the symbols here in this passage, are all meant to hark back to what it meant in the Old Testament when it said that the presence of the Lord would be with his people. That's what the temple was supposed to symbolize, the house of God. He lived with us. He lived among us. You had the people of God arranged around him like a clock, and in the center of that clock was the temple, and that was to say that he dwelt among us. And Jesus, of course, fulfills this in dwelling among us, the divine nature, the human nature in one person forever. It's an amazing truth that we have here, Christ symbolized in the gospel of Jerusalem, but in heaven, he's enveloped all of us. You see, we come into union with him and we're all together within him, living with him forever. And this is the beauty of what he's offering. He's offering himself here. He's offering himself in verse 6 when he says that if you're thirsty, here's the condition. You want this happiness. You want this place of joy, eternal joy, where there's no sorrows, where there's no crying, where there's no evil. You want this thing. You want this thing where there's no more unbelieving, no more fearful, no more abominable things, no more whoremongers, no more sorcery, no more idolatry. There's no more lies. All these things are gone from this place. And this is the condition. If you want this, you just got to be thirsty. Verse 6. I will give unto him that is athirst. Are you thirsty for the new Jerusalem? For heaven? For the church triumphant? As it is symbolized here. Jesus says, I'll give it.